Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, thank you, worship team. Thank you, Teddy. Okay. I noticed that her confidence levels have gone up. So we thank God for that. Amen. Now you can help, you know, people like, people who need that confidence, you can give them with tips, all right, on how to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When was it? On 9th October, it was Wednesday. It was 9th October, it was our independence anniversary as a country. And at the same time, it was the Day of Atonement in Israel, or according to the Bible. All right? The Day of Atonement is one of the seven biblical festivals that the Jews were supposed to keep. All right? They're supposed to remember them and observe them. Glory be to God. Okay, so we are going to quickly go through them so that we can remind ourselves what those feasts or festivals were or are, and what they mean to us. Glory be to God. There is a slide that Rachel made sometime last year that summarizes them. All right? So these are the seven feasts, all right? The first one is Passover. You remember? Passover. And Passover was a prophetic of the death of Jesus. Jesus is the Passover lamb, the lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So that was on the 14th day of the first month. Not January, all right? The first month, according to God. And that month is called, okay? Used to have a car called Nissan. All right? So that month is called what? Yeah. So then the following day, okay, they would begin to celebrate a seven-day feast. And that seven-day feast is called unleavened bread. And it was exactly after Passover, the following day. Okay? And Jesus died on Thursday. All right? And he gave up the ghost at 3 p.m. Okay? And in the evening, okay, the following day had begun. Because according to God, a day begins at sunset. All right? So on Thursday, he was buried. However, another day had begun. You understand, eh? All right? And so, Jesus, his sinless body, because living is symbolic of sin, eh? All right? So his sinless body was buried. 3 days later, exactly as he said, he rose again. All right? And that was prophesied by the feast of first fruits. Okay, the first fruits from the dead. Eh? All right? And we shall also rise and together with those who died in him. All right? Now, after the feast of first fruits, okay, 50 days later, all right, 50 days later, the Holy Ghost was poured out, okay, on the day of Pentecost. All right? By the way, that is the same day that God gave the law to Moses at Mount Sinai. It is the same day. Okay? Hillary is laughing. Yeah, but I won't go there, all right? So 50 days later, after first fruits, okay, Jesus poured out the Holy Ghost, okay, Acts chapter 2, verse 4, upon the disciples that were in Jerusalem in the upper room, and they all spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Glory be to God. Now, in the seventh month, all right, on the first day, okay, they celebrated another feast, a festival called the Feast of Trumpets, all right? And the Feast of Trumpets, okay, to us, it is the day, the Bible says, and the trumpet shall sound, okay, and the dead in Christ, we shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the air. That is going to be the rapture. All right. So you can see it. Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost. They are all fulfilled in Jesus. All right. However, trumpets hasn't yet been fulfilled. All right. So that is the one we are waiting for, and it's coming soon. All right. I believe it is less than 30 years from now. All right? Okay? Your daughter, okay, might not need to look for a job. All right? She can go to uni. She might. Okay? Hallelujah. So, trumpets. Okay? Then, on the 10th day or the 7th month, okay, they celebrated the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. That is a day that fell on 9th October. Okay? On that day, okay, the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, all right, to offer blood for the atonement of the entire nation of Israel. Okay? And for all the sins that year, okay, Israel was forgiven and they expected to be blessed. All right? The day of what? Atonement. So, the priest could only go in the temple, rather in the Holy of Holies, on only that day in the entire year. Okay? On only what? That day. If he dared go there on another day, he would die. All right? On only one day, that's when you go into the Holy of Holies. Okay, yeah, in which, you know, like the presence of God was, eh? Okay, where I could say that that's where God resided. All right. Now, how did things get to this level? All right. Where a human, where only one human being, okay, could go into the presence of God only once a year. Okay, we are supposed to go into God's presence, you know, any day, any time, okay? And not just one person, but all of us. How did things get this bad? All right? Now, let's go to Genesis. All right? Now, before we go there, just to let you know. So you see, the Day of Atonement fell on 9th October, Uganda. All right, and on the 15th day, okay, they were to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Eh? Okay, the word tabernacle means dwelling. Eh? Okay, so a day after the Day of Atonement, when Israel, when the Lord will return, and the Jews who rejected Him will finally accept Him as their Messiah, okay, and their sins will be forgiven, okay. After that day, okay, Jesus will come and begin His 1,000-year reign, okay. He will tabernacle with His people here on earth, okay. And those of us who will have been raptured, okay, at the festival of trumpets, okay, will return with Him. And we shall reign with Him for 1,000 years. He will tabernacle. He will dwell with His people here. Glory be to God. Okay? Actually, I listened to someone, a Jew who's a Christian, and he said that actually Jesus, okay, was born, okay, on that day. The feast of what? With tabernacles. Eh? Okay? Because, you remember, God came to dwell to tabernacle with man. So, it makes sense. Eh? Alright? Jesus was born on that day. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, how did things get this bad that only one person, okay, would go, okay, in the presence of God only once a year? That's horrible, eh? Okay? Now, let's read a few scriptures. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. It says that the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. Okay? The garden and Eden are different. Okay? The garden is in Eden. You understand, eh? So Eden is the larger place. And within that place, there is a portion called the garden. You understand, eh? Okay, so the Lord God planted the garden eastward in Eden. And there he put man whom he had formed. Okay? Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. Okay? Then, we all know, the devil came and tempted Eve. Alright? And now, Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, it says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he also ate. Very stupid man. But what would have happened if Adam hadn't eaten? Because the Bible says that by one man, sin came into the world and therefore death. It doesn't say by one woman. Alright? So what would have happened if Adam hadn't eaten? But the wife had eaten. The wife had disobeyed. She's not the one who broke the instruction. Anyway, go and think about it. Alright? I guess it is significant that the Bible adds, and he ate also. We're in a generation where men are being what? Forced to become women. You understand? And it is called love. Falsely called love. Right? You have why, you know, whatever your wife tells you, because that's how you show, you know, anyway, it's bad, it's horrible, and it's getting families in trouble. When men are not men, when men do everything their wives would tell them to do. Even when the guy knows Mukama, what? He said, no. But because you want to be the best couple in your church, where I say, man, that guy loves his wife. They never disagree. He's always smiling at her. Eh? In heaven, God is like, look at this fool. But these things are serious. Okay? Now, you see what Adam did? Eh? This is exactly what? Now, if you were there and you're seeing the wife giving some fruit to the husband, then the husband gets and eats, you'll be like, wow. You know, this guy shares stuff. I'm telling you, a carnal person would sit like that, yet in heaven, man, God is like, it's over. You understand? Adam should have been a man and say, no, You understand? I know you love me and I know you're being romantic. You know, okay, but I'm not eating it. You even slap what? Her hand, not her, but her hand away, like the Lord said, you don't do this. You understand? No. If you had been there and you see the guy, whatever, in the wife's hand, you'd be like, what kind of man is that? If he was your pastor, you'd be like, I'm out of that church. Do you understand? This one action that this man did is a reason for every trouble in the earth right now. Okay? This romantic move that they pulled. You see, what you call what? Romantic couple. You know, it is the reason you are in trouble. It is the reason that your mother is sick. You understand? It is the reason that your baby cries, Bambi. All the pain your baby is, it all started here. Here. Okay? Glory be to God. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? No man. Salongo, please. Be a real Salongo, Hallelujah. And that is true love, by the way. So, Adam ate. Then, verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves coverings. Verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Okay? Where was that? In the garden. That's where the Lord came to meet them. So that means that the Lord used to come in the garden. Okay? And that's where he used to dwell, to fellowship with man. Hallelujah. Okay? Verse 24. Because of what happened, it says that, so he, God, drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned everywhere to guard the way to the tree of life. Okay? They were thrown out of the garden. Why? Because of that sin. All right? And there are cherubim. Okay? Cherubim is upuro. All right? And with a flaming sword. You try to enter, you're finished, you're dead. Do you understand? All right? Now, we're supposed to see how Eden looked like. Hallelujah. This looks like a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah? No, but it's beautiful, It's beautiful, and that's how those JWs, grab guys. Their books have these beautiful pictures. That's how they grab worldwide beauty, All right? So those pictures are not supposed to be theirs. They're supposed to be ours. Like this one, it is our picture, but Jehovah's Witnesses who grab them and then they use them for their occultic doctrines. You understand? So Eden, and I'm sure it was more beautiful than this because there's no one who has ever seen it. How beautiful it was. But it was something like that. All right? Now, since the fall of man and him being cast out of the garden, it has always been God's desire, to get us back in the garden where we can fellowship with him. Do you understand? All the Bible, by the way, it's about this. Okay? The Bible is about the fall of man and the restoration of man to his original or sinless state and in the place of fellowship with God that it was originally supposed to be. All right? But that is all that the Bible is about. Okay? Someone said, if you want to understand the Bible, read the first three chapters of Genesis, all right? And the last three chapters of Revelation. When you read the last three chapters of Revelation, we are back here. Remember the new Jerusalem coming down out, you know, without sin. Then there's a tree of life in there. And then there's a river. You know, it is all what? It is all this. Okay? So, since the fall of man, God's desire has been to dwell with his man, okay? And woman, of course, okay? Okay, as it was in Eden. Glory be to God. Okay? Exodus chapter 25. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 to 9. God told Moses that let the people make me a sanctuary, okay, a tabernacle, that I may dwell among them as it was in Eden. That is my addition. God wants to dwell with his people. Okay? And he says, according to all that I show you, to all that I show you where? Okay? In heaven. You remember? Moses went 40 days up. And God is saying, according to all that I show you, according to that pattern, so should the tabernacle be. What does that mean? It means there is a tabernacle or a temple in heaven. Alright? And the tabernacle Moses made was a what? Was a replica. Do you understand? This young girl has seen the temple in heaven. Isn't it? Yes, this young girl. Okay? Some of you are 36. Okay? And you've never seen the temple in heaven. And there's a little girl here. Huh? I am not 36. I talked about those, but what? 36. This young girl, years ago, she was taken and she saw the temple. There's a temple in heaven. Alright? And God told Moses that according to that temple in heaven, so shall you make the what? The tabernacle. Okay? But remember, there was the outer court. All right, the outer court. You guys, outer court. Okay. Then, Norman and group, inner court. Okay. Holy place. Then, Pastor Moses and God. You know what? The most holy place. The holy of what? Holy. So there were three partitions. All right. So God was in the holy of holies. Alright? Okay? And that's why the high priest used to go once a year. Doesn't that sound like the Garden of Eden? Okay? You remember, in the Garden of Eden, Adam used to fellowship with God. Okay? And then he was thrown out. Alright? And God put a cherubim with a flaming sword. And now we have the tabernacle, all right? And there is a certain section no one is supposed to what? To enter. And in that section, the most holy place, that's where God dwells, okay? And it's like only one person can get in once a year and not empty-handed with blood, okay, for atonement. Okay, so it was like this, all right? Okay? So you see, there was the entrance and then the outer court, it is there. Then there was a curtain, okay, that leads into the most holy place. Eh? Rather, the holy place. You see it? You see it? Okay? Then, after where you see the golden altar, all right, there is another curtain where you see the veil. Alright, the veil into the Holy of Holies. Eh? Okay, that's where God dwells and only one person can enter there and once a year. Okay? Now, to show you that that Holy of Holies was really, symbolic of the Garden of Eden, all right? The curtain, all right? That last curtain, the second one, okay? Through which the high priest would enter, okay, into the Holy of Holies. That curtain, according to Exodus chapter 26, verse 31, okay, it says that you shall make a veil woven of blue, purple and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artistic design of what? Okay? Artistic design of what? Cherubim. Okay? Where did we first see cherubim? At the entrance of the garden. Now they are appearing again at the entrance, of the Holy of Holies. And remember, if you enter the Holy of Holies, when you're not supposed to go, you die. Just like it was, you try to enter back in the garden, there was a flaming sword. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay? We got a picture, that kind of shows you what it looked like. All right? Now, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1 says, then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary, which you saw. For a tabernacle was prepared. The first part in which was a lampstand, which you saw. Okay. The table, the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, And that second veil had what? Cherubim. All right. The part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant, overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. The Ten Commandments were in there. And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things, we cannot now speak in detail. Okay, all these things right now, I cannot speak in what? In detail. Me, Pastor Moses, today. All right? Now, when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year. Not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. All right. So now this was only for sins committed in ignorance. All right. The other sins which you knew that you did. All right. You were supposed to have what? Offered sacrifices during the year. These were only for sins you don't know that what? You get it? All right. And that was because the Holy Spirit was indicating that the way into the Holy of Holies was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. So the first tabernacle, the tabernacle of Moses was just to show us that things are not yet over. You can't get back into the Garden of Eden. And remember, I don't know if I say this, the Garden of Eden was also a replica of heaven. You understand? It was a replica of heaven. Everything that is created, it was created according to a heavenly pattern. Everything. Everything. Now, I believe Adam, also used to go to heaven. God used to come down in the cool of the day and the fellowship with him. But Adam also could go. You understand? He was a perfect man, will not sin. But when sin entered, okay, all that by him not being permitted to enter the garden anymore, it was also symbolic of him being shut out of heaven. Do you understand? Okay? That's how bad it was. Okay? And I believe, okay, after the rapture, okay, in the millennium, okay, those of us who have received glorified bodies, you remember Jesus will be dwelling with us, all right? He's back, like in the Garden of Eden, okay? But we shall also have the ability, all right, of going to heaven. Do you understand? It's going to be wonderful, eh? Okay? We shall have that ability because, like, we are going to see, or like, you know, okay, Jesus took his blood, all right, to heaven also, to the temple in heaven, all right? And therefore now, people are able to what? To go there. Do you understand? All right? This, when you think about these things are so wonderful, so glorious, that the mere fact of missing it, not being among that number, man, it is saddening. Glory be to God. That is why, you know. Anyway, so the Holy Spirit was indicating, okay, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while the first tabernacle was what? Was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience. Concern, you know, it was concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. The time, okay, when Jesus would die. Okay? Verse 11. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is of this creation. You see, there's a perfect tabernacle that is not made with hands, that, like the one Moses made. Okay? Where is it? It is in heaven. There is a temple in heaven. This young girl saw it before she became 10. And like I say, there are people who are how old? Who have never. Glory be to God. Okay? So then he says, not with the blood of goats and cows, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place, okay, once for all. Okay, remember, the high priest used to enter there once a year. All right? So once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For who? For you and I. For the children of Adam. Okay? Verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he's a mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first what? Covenant. I'm coming back to that. That those who are called may receive the promise of what? Eternal inheritance. For the redemption of the transgressions under the first what? Covenant. Okay? On the day of atonement, okay, when the high priest will take the blood, all right, for the nation of Israel, okay, the word atonement actually meant just to cover. All right? The sins were still there, but just covered. And God is like, yes, I will wipe them out one day. But for now, according to what you've done, you are okay. But they are there. Do you understand? Eh? They are there. Now, that is essentially why people, okay, who love the Lord, okay, who died before Jesus shed his blood, they never used to go to heaven. They never used to go to heaven. You understand? In a sense, like if I should say, they couldn't enter back into the Garden of Eden. The cherubim with the flaming sword were still there. All right? That's why the high priest, you know, showing us what is really happening in the spirit, used to enter the Holy One once. Okay? If he tries to enter there, there were cherubim, the curtain, if I should say. Anyway, he would die. Okay? So, the Davids, however wonderful they are, they wrote great things, psalms. But when they died, they didn't go to heaven. They couldn't enter the garden. They couldn't get back. Okay? Now, when Jesus died, okay, this is what it means. Okay? The redemption of the transgressions, okay, that were committed before his death. Hallelujah. Okay? You remember Lazarus in the Bible? That story? Okay? Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 from verse 19, it says, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen. And he was a rich man. Okay? But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. For those who don't know, sores are wounds, all right? So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to where? Abraham's bosom, not to heaven. All right? People were not going to heaven. They were going to a certain place. Now, those are the righteous. Eh? Okay? But being a beggar doesn't make you righteous. And being rich doesn't. Anyway, we're going to see. The rich man went in another section where things were hot. So being rich is not a sin. Eh? You understand? Eh? There are fools who get such what? The scripture and say, you know, those rich people, they are going to hell. Those rich people. Then secondly, that, those poor people are going to what? To heaven. Okay? You just don't what? Understand what the Bible says. This rich man was not a good man. He wasn't a good rich man. Or a rich good man. Whatever. You understand? Eh? He wasn't like Albert. Glory be to God. Oh, no man. Hallelujah. No man is rich, okay? He has twins. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And he being in torments in Hades. Okay, that's where people used to go. The sinners, eh? Okay? And it says anyway that it was hot, eh? All right, where is that? Okay, yeah. He lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. All right, let's go on. But Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things. And likewise, Lazarus, evil things. But now he's comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us, there is a great gulf fixed. So that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. All right. So the righteous and the unrighteous all used to go to the same place when they died. Okay? The same place. Okay? However, in that one place, okay, That one place was divided by a gulf. All right? So, the unrighteous, this is a gulf, all right? So, the unrighteous, okay, were there, but in the same place. But that place was hot, you see, flames. All right? And the righteous were in another section, which Jesus called Abraham's bosom. All right? And you couldn't cross from here to there or from there to here. So you see, so the saints in the Old Testament, they never went to heaven. Why? Because, all right, the sins, their transgressions, okay, hadn't yet been wiped out. Okay, the sin of Adam was still there. They couldn't enter back into the garden. Do you understand? But it was God's intent that they return. Okay? Fellowship should be restored. Hallelujah. Now, Matthew chapter 27, from verse 50, it says, you okay? And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice when he was on the cross and yielded up his spirit. Basically, he died. All right? Then behold, the veil of the temple. That veil with the cherubim. Glory be to God. It was ripped into two. Okay? It was torn into from top to bottom. What does that mean? The cherubim now have been made jobless. Do you understand? Now man can enter the garden once again. Alright? Now, let's see what happened. Okay? And the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Okay? Now, they can go to heaven. Glory be to God. By the way, have you ever imagined, you know, this time, when dead guys, man, okay? Because you see, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. You just imagine what you're here in the service, in the synagogue, acting very spiritual. All right, then some guy walks in, man. Okay? And tells you, man, I am your great great. Huh? I'm telling you, now we can read this thing that you don't imagine the chaos they could have caused in Jerusalem. Okay? Now, some of them, you knew them. Okay? You saw when you were 10, you saw your grandmother. Now all of a sudden you're 36. Man. And you're like, we buried this woman. Okay? It wasn't a funny thing. Okay? But it was wonderful. Okay? But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that before Jesus died, all right, the saints were not going to what? They didn't go to heaven. They was in a certain place which was okay, but not really okay. Okay? Called Abraham's what? Bosom. Now, when Jesus died, when he shed his blood, all right, he paid. Now, all the sins that were covered, atoned for, were now what? In fact, Jesus, after he rose again, okay, on the first day, he rose again, okay, Mary Magdalene came, you know, she saw him and she was excited, okay, and she wanted to touch him or to hug, and Jesus said, don't touch me, okay, because I haven't yet ascended to my Father and your Father. Okay? He hadn't yet ascended to do what? To take blood to the temple. Okay? Then later, in the evening, he returned and he allowed people to touch him. Glory be to God. Amen? But the reason why I'm laboring to read all these things is because these are things what? Like a Christian, a mature Christian should know. That's why I'm taking time. I know I'm not flowing, but this service is not for flowing. Okay, organize what? Because this will really get these opportunities to really study the, you know, the word. Most churches, this is just kuchamula, where people have been saved for a while, but they are just they are ignorant of basic things. Okay, that's why I'm taking time, because I don't know whether I'll ever get another opportunity to go through this teaching again. Amen? But it is enlightening. Hallelujah. So they got out. Okay, so their spirits and souls came out of what? Abraham's bosom. And then they joined with their bodies. And they rose from the dead. But even when they rose, okay, you can see they were in the city. Tebanagenda. Why? Because the blood has to first be taken there. You get the point? The blood has to be first taken in that temple in heaven. Okay? Just like the high priest had to take blood into the Holy of Holies. Do you understand? Okay? Mary Magdalene, you know, she saw Jesus on the first day when he rose, and she wanted to touch him and said, "Don't touch me." Glory be to God. When I was in medical school, there are some two girls who used to call me the untouchable. Okay? Because one time we were either in a lab and we were being short staff. Okay, so you are in a group, and you all have to see what? Something. So these girls were what? Gabanko, you know. So I told them, "Don't touch me." I don't know why I said, I assured them, "Please don't, you know." They say, "Hey, man, the untouchable what?" So from that day, those guys used to call me what? The untouchable. Hell yeah. Because I didn't yet ascended to my Father and to your and to their Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I wasn't exactly a nice guy in my younger days. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. From verse 8, it says, "Therefore," he says, okay, the Holy Ghost, "when he," who is he? Jesus. "When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive." All right? When he did what? Ascended where? To heaven. Okay? They are captives. Okay? There were people who had been held captive. Okay? In Abraham's bosom. They couldn't leave that place. They couldn't go to heaven. All right? But when Jesus ascended on high, okay, he went with them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you're also going with him one day. All right? Verse 9. "Now this he ascended," what does it mean? "But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth." Jesus went down into the lower parts of the earth. Okay? He went down to Abraham's bosom. He went down to Hades. Okay? In fact, the Bible says that when he reached there, he proclaimed, he preached to them and told them, "I am he that you are waiting for." Glory be to God. Because they had been waiting. Okay? Jesus had told them about a Messiah who's coming. Okay? They died and they hadn't received what had been promised. Okay? Hebrews says that. All these guys, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Moses, all of them, they died, but God had given them a promise. And they died without ever seeing it. Okay? But God is faithful. He kept what? The promise. Okay? And after it was fulfilled, Jesus went down there and he said, "I am he that you're waiting for, and I have died for your what? The transgressions." All right? "And now I'm getting you out of here." Glory be to God. Amen? Man, these things, when you say they are so wonderful. Hallelujah. Okay? more wonderful than what you cars you're going to get, the buildings. Okay, these things are so, because these things are eternal. Glory be to God. So Jesus went down. Glory be to God. Okay? He who descended is also the one who ascended. Okay? And when he ascended, verse 8, it says, he led captivity captive. Glory be to God. You're getting something today? This is wonderful. Hallelujah. All right? I've known these things for years, but somehow God never gives me what? Permission to share them, eh? Okay? But these are things, what? Believers should know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right? Now, when we die, when a Christian dies now, okay? They don't go to Abraham's what? Because it is no longer there. Okay? Hades remained there. Okay? And it is kind of like now, I guess, like hell. That fire is still there. So the unrighteous still go to hell. But the righteous don't go to Abraham's what? Because when a Christian, okay, who hasn't been practicing lawlessness, okay, when they die, they now go straight to heaven. Because already the cherubim, okay, were made jobless. Glory be to God. In a sense, they go back to the garden. Glory be to God. All right? So there was a transition. Things changed. Okay? Philippians chapter 1. I'm going to show you that Christians now go to what? To heaven. Paul loved the Philippians a lot. And was, should I die? Should I remain and still teach you guys? Okay? Verse 22, he says, but if I live on in the body, in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ. So just there, you see, when a Christian departs from this flesh, from the body, okay, they immediately go to be with Christ. Because he made a way, okay, the veil was ripped, okay, it was torn in two. Okay, the cherubim, okay, you didn't see them on that slide, but that slide came up at a certain point. You saw it? Yes. All right? So, to depart from the body is to be with Christ. Glory be to God. So that's why you should really never fear death. Hallelujah. You should never fear death. If someone tells you, if you don't stop saying these things the Lord is telling you, if you don't stop revealing them to people, we're going to kill you. Okay? You're like, but I mean, that would even be very good. Because the moment you kill me, I'm with Christ. You've just helped me. Glory be to God. The point I'm trying to make is that when you depart from the body, okay, immediately you're with Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why? Because the cherubim with a flaming sword were made jobless. Okay? They were made jobless because of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Paul says, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Glory be to God. When you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. You're not in Abraham's bosom because that place no longer exists. By the way, I read a certain book and I believe that information that Adam was among those who were in Abraham's bosom. Okay? And when Jesus went down there, whether in Peter, 1 Peter, or 2 Jesus went there and he proclaimed, he preached to them, I'm the one. And now, one of the people who was there was Adam. Hallelujah. So for people who say Adam must be in hell, it's not true. Okay? The man repented. Okay? However, the consequences, okay, of his sin are still with us today. Okay? And that reminds me, the more authority you're given, okay, the greater the consequences of your actions. That is terrifying, but it is good for us to know it. You understand? Adam was given authority over this entire earth. Now that's too much authority. You understand? Also, he was, God say, have dominion. It's all yours. Okay? Rule on my behalf. Okay? Now, you see, too much authority. Now, when he sinned, the consequences were also supposed to be, like we used to say, big time. You understand? Okay? The greater the authority you get, okay, you had better know that your actions, especially your bad actions, are going to have big time consequences. Glory be to God. Okay? This is meant to scare all fathers in this place and the upcoming fathers. All right? And that's how you women, young girls, that's how you should choose your what? Men, whatever, you know, spouses. Okay? Is a guy, like, do you see that this guy is able to accept the consequences of what he's done? Glory be to God. Anyway, Adam went to heaven. He was among those, you know, the Lord, you know, when he led captivity, captive. Glory be to God. Adam is not in hell. He repented. And I guess that's why, you know, he was clothed with what? The skin of an animal. You see what I mean? The Lord clothed him. So the Lord killed an animal. You see, blood was shed and he covered Adam. So right there you see that Adam, okay, was like his sins were atoned for, or covered. Okay, but when he died, he didn't go to heaven. He went to some place. I don't know what that place was called. All right? Before Abraham went there. Because it was called Abraham's bosom. Not Adam's what? Why Abraham? I believe because Abraham is a father of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the redemption that was coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You like this? It's wonderful, eh? Hallelujah. Now that the cherubim, okay, are no longer there, what does God expect of us? God expects us, okay, to always go before his throne, to always fellowship, to go and fellowship with him. Because remember, that was his original intent, eh? Okay? He used to fellowship with man in the Garden of Eden. Do you understand, eh? And now that could no longer happen because we were thrown out and cherubim were put at the entrance. Okay, but now they are no longer there. Blood was shed, the blood of Jesus. Now God wants, you remember, he has always wanted to fellowship with man. He has always wanted to fellowship with us. Now what he expects of us is to go into his presence every day and anytime. Because if we don't do that, it's like we are minimizing the blood. You understand? He made the way for us. Now he wants us to go and fellowship with him anytime. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? God wants us every day, take time, all right, to go into his presence, to go to the throne of grace, to go into the holy of holies. However much you have sinned, you can still go. In fact, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says that, boldly go, okay, to the throne of grace that you may receive mercy. Mercy for what? If things have gone bad, okay, and grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, from verse 14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Now you can go, you know, at any time. Hallelujah. You don't have to fast wait to die. Okay? And you understand? Okay? Adam, Abraham, and their cousins had to wait. Alright? But now for us, okay, the way has been made. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. This is a picture, okay? This is a curtain, and behind the curtain is a holy of holies, okay, where the presence of God who dwelt. And you see the curtain, God told Moses that please put a cherubim on it. Because he was trying to show these guys that what? We are talking about in the beginning, the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we end, Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 19, it says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us. You see, by a new and what? Living way. It is called a living way because in those days, it was a death way. You walk there, you're dead. But now it is a what? A living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil. You see the veil? That he threw his flesh when he died. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Glory be to God. Let us do what? Draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Glory be to God. By the way, on Monday, I was thinking of preaching about this, you know, to encourage us to always draw near unto God, okay? Then, I began to think about it, which scriptures I would use, and this is one of them. So, this is Monday, okay? Then, on Tuesday, I realized, Wednesday is the day when the high priest, okay, would draw near, would go into the presence of God. And God told me, you got it. Okay, tell my people that. Hallelujah. So by the way, this is the sixth festival. The seventh, you remember, is the feast of tabernacles, where God tabernacles with us. So the Day of Atonement leads into tabernacles, where God will dwell with us. And he wants to dwell with you. Glory be to God. Amen? So, make use of what Jesus did. Okay? Always take time in the day. Alright? To enter the throne of grace. Hallelujah. A question. The Day of Atonement was on the 10th day. Which was on 9th October. And the Feast of Tabernacles was on the 15th day. So when is that day? When is that day? You see? 10 plus 5. So 9 plus 5. It is 14. It is what? So when is it? Today is what? So when is the feast of whatever going to be celebrated in Israel? Tomorrow. Teddy is saying it is now. Andrew is saying today evening. Teddy 80%, Andrew 100%. The day begins, sunset. Hallelujah. Evening and morning, that was the first day. Evening and morning, that was the second day. God's days begin in the evening. Okay? So the Feast of Tabernacles, okay, is going to be celebrated starting today at sunset. Glory be to God. That feast, okay, which is prophetic of the time when the Lord will come and tabernacle with his people and dwell with us here on earth. So what God is saying, he wants to dwell with you. All right? Give him the opportunity. Eh? All right? Seek his face. Hallelujah. Seek his presence. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. I rest my case.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.